Blog Talk Radio. Get the glory. Get the glory. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Welcome to They Overcame. We have an exciting and informative broadcast this morning. How many of you out there suffer with issues that in your body that you've gone to the doctor and you are not satisfied with the results that you're giving? Well, God has a plan for us, and we have a guest today that is going to help us and guide us in the plans that God has for us and our health. Amen, amen. Good morning, babe. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, doing well. Just as a footnote, our guest today was one that if you've listened to our broadcast before or heard my husband's testimony, he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and Brother Merritt was one that's been and helped us and gave us advice and helped us out a lot. Right, babe?
Yeah, he was so instrumental in just helping us to prepare for what needed to happen medically. And I remember that there was an issue with my iron, and that the doctors wanted me to take iron to build that up before they could do their procedure. But the information that Brother Merritt, Brother Thomas had for us was that iron was that type of iron, just through tablets that we would get out of the drugstore, would be really detrimental to actually accelerating the cancer, along with some other things. But because of his recommendation and our following it through the engineering of my lovely wife, we were able to do that naturally, build up the iron so that when the time came, the doctors had no idea that I didn't take their prescription. But the result was just as good without just going through the natural thing. And that's because of information shared with us through some of our kingdom connections. You know, we just appreciate that.
Amen. Yes, we were so excited to get the information, as was Brother Merritt is as excited that we received the information. But before we get into that, let us start off with prayer. Amen. Let us start off with prayer. So, babe, could you give us a prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for who you are. You are God Almighty. You are the omnipresent one. You are the only wise God. There is none like you in all the earth and all of heaven. For, Father, everything that was made by word. Let us know that there was not anything that was made that you did not make. So we just thank you for your power, for your wisdom, for your just all that you are, because without you, we could be nothing. We could do nothing. We would not even exist because we exist in you. We thank you, Lord God, because we just have an advocate with you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are concerned about us. You told us in your word that we could cast all our cares upon you because you care about us. And Father, right now, knowing that there are just so many needs in our lives, and you know every one of our needs, Lord God, we pray for everyone in the listening audience. While we do not know what all they need, but you know, Lord God, and We just present them to you right now, praying for your deliverance, for your healing, for your strength, for your just uplifting, their healing. Lord God, whatever it is that they stand in need of, we present them to you right now, both needs great and small. But Father, more than anything, our prayer today is that your kingdom come and that your will be done in these vessels of earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, let us just come into a unity of the Spirit that we will seek you first, that we will put you first, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will do your will. And if we obey you, for we know to obey is better than sacrifice, if we will obey you, we know that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us, because your promises are true. Your promises are yea and amen. And there is nothing that we stand in need of that we can, if we ask you, if we ask our Father, that even these earthly fathers who are evil know how to do good to their children. You, the only wise God, being omnipotently above everything and infinitely above anyone and any power on this earth and in heaven, you give good gifts to us, Lord God. You give the healing. You give the anointing. You give, Lord God, the provision. You give life. You give strength. You give even the peace of mind. Everything that we need, Lord God, we find it in you, and we thank you for giving it to us. We thank you for just showing us that we have access. We pray, Lord God, that you will open up our eyes, our ears, hallelujah, our spirit, that we will see and know just how to access all these awesome gifts that you have for us. The needs, hallelujah, they are not needs because you have met them. You met even our need for salvation long, long ago. All we need to do is just access, Lord God. We pray today that you will give us the mind to understand how to access what you have for us, and then we begin to walk in your anointing, walk in your power, walk in your peace. Walk, Lord God, as ministers and rulers in your kingdom, drawing men and women unto you, that the world will know that you are the Almighty God, that you are the Omnipotent One, that there is nothing that they need that they cannot find in you. In the name of Jesus, we come against lack. We come against confusion. We come against division. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that this body of Christ in this world, that we will unite and that we will be an example and a light drawing men, because we know that the time is drawing near. Lord God, give us a vision and let us run with the vision to do your will for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, babe, for that. And we just want to invite you to listen in daily to New Destiny Ministries, Overseer, Evangelist, Pastor Adrian Bernard is on this same number, 683-1334, daily, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And she comes with ministers to minister the Word of God, able-bodied men and women that are able to expound on the Word and give us encouragement, inspiration, and give us enlightenment on what the Lord would have for us to know in this time and season. And again, on Saturday mornings, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern, we are here. They Overcame, where we are listening and being inspired by the testimonies and doing a new thing. morning we're having Brother Mary come in and to give us a little knowledge about the use of natural means to allow us to heal our bodies. Are you there, Thomas?
Good morning. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. I love you. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ this morning. But we are standing in the land of the living, and I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I got to say so this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. So I guess you can tell I'm ready. Hallelujah.
So good to hear your voice. We were just, I know you've been on the line. I saw your number on the line. You've been on the line for a while. So we were just sharing again that it's not the first time that we've given that testimony about how you were very instrumental in aiding my husband and myself when he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and how we have continued to go down that path of living healthy, trying to live healthy, not doing everything, but trying to do something. And a little something can help with the Lord's hand on it. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we get started, or not before we get started because we're started now, but before you get into your teaching, just tell us a little bit about Thomas Merritt, about your lovely wife, my sister in Christ, Miss Lola.
All right. Yes. We've been together, married about 27 years now, and our heart is for people in the kingdom of God, and not only in the kingdom of God, but people in general. And let me give you a little testimony of my life, actually, of how I came to be so hungry for God's word and health, is that in 1995, during the 90s, I was having problems with irregular heartbeats and things of that nature, and the doctors couldn't figure out why or what it was, and they put these little instruments on, let you walk around for 24 hours trying to figure out what's going on, and so and so. And so they could never figure it out. And I was living in Virginia at the time, and I come to North Carolina to visit my parents. My brother gave me a cassette tape by Dr. George Malcolmus of Hallelujah Acres. And so that, cause, you know, it's a while back when you talk about cassette tapes now, and so I didn't listen to it on the way back to Virginia, but when I got back to Virginia, and my wife had a ham and potato salad, collard greens, and the rolls, and iced tea, and all the trimmings, and we sat down and had dinner and everything, and then we finished dinner and we put the tape in, and as we began to listen to the tape, it just made my stomach begin to turn and begin to growl and everything. It's just like saying, see what you done to me. But in that tape series, Dr. Malcolm was talking about health in the way that we have been given by God, and mm-hmm. that the foods that we should be eating are the ones that he designed for us, and sort of the way that he designed them to get the maximum amount of health. And so we, on Sunday, we took everything out of the refrigerator, everything out of the cabinets, everything in boxes and out of cans and everything, got rid of it. And went to the health food store, bought up the carrots, the broccoli, collards, kale, celery, and all these different things, or vegetables and things like that. Went and bought us a juicer, and we came and began to do juicing. And
We were juicing every day, three times a day, and by the end of the week, my heartbeat was normal. The irregular heartbeats were gone, and I had more energy. I mean, I just had all off the chart on energy. And so we went back to the doctor, and he confirmed that it was gone, and he just was amazed that it was gone. But I was just so thankful that I didn't have to go on medication or anything like that. And so my wife, she's a registered nurse and everything, so we began to look at this in a more serious way, because usually, you know, people pass something on to you about health, you know, we just toss it to the side, don't pay that much attention to it. But it was something about listening to his series that really struck my attention, and that is the system of this nation, of the world, is stacked against us. We have to realize that this is a world system that Satan has control in and runs, because we have not stepped into the office that we have been called to rule and reign over. God has given us that power and authority, but we have not done that. And in not so doing that, the devil is having a field day with our help. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so when we realize that he's working in the food system, food chain, with the different businesses and things like that, the pharmaceutical companies, we understand more so why we are in the conditions that we're in. First of all, let me say to each one of you, matter of fact, let me stop right here. Let me pray this prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Honor and glory we give unto thee, for you are the Lord God Almighty. You are the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. And, Father, as the listeners and I come before you this morning, Father, we ask you to search our heart, search our innermost being, search the depths of our soul, Lord, and make sure there's nothing in us, no sin, no sickness or disease, any transgression or iniquity. Make sure there's nothing, no hatred or bitterness, nothing in our hearts that will hinder us from entering your presence, that will hinder us from receiving your fullness for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us. Purify us today, Lord, as we hear your word, as you lead us and you guide us, Father God, as you order our steps in your word today. Cleanse us, Lord. Baptize us afresh in your Holy Spirit, that we receive the fullness that you have for us on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Now, the things that concern all of us should be concerned about is that we look across the nations of America, and for such a powerful and blessed nation, we can't seem to get a grip on destroying sickness and disease such as cancer, diabetes, and a lot of the immune diseases, Lou Gehrig's disease, MS, and all these kind of diseases. We just can't get a hold of it. We can't seem to solve the problem, you know. But the key component we must realize is this, that our government has the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, and the pharmaceutical companies have people that come in called lobbyists, and they come to lobby the government to change the rules to fit their design. And so their design, if you follow the news and if you see the things that are happening in the news, is that they want to give us more drugs, more medications, and these things cause us more problems than they help. And a thing to think about is this. Once you see pharmaceutical companies being sued and having to pay back monies, billions of dollars of money. By the time they pay that money back, they've made billions of dollars on that one pill or that one medicine that has caused so much death in people's lives. So they have figured that what's the use? What's the price for them? A few lives lost for them to make money. It's greed. It's greed. It's greed that's driving the system. It's greed that's driving the design of this system to where the pharmaceutical companies are trying to keep us on medications, on drugs from womb to tomb, from birth to death. If you don't believe it.
I was looking at something on Facebook, and they were it takes you to different links, and they were talking about how they spend billions of dollars for lobbyists, mm-hmm. and how they did a crooked vote not too long ago, so that mm-hmm. the United States cannot buy drugs that would cost less in other countries,
mm-hmm.
so that pharmaceutical companies could make all of this money.
That's it. And here's the kicker. They're passing laws after the midnight hour.
There's
a thing about that midnight hour that we should be aware of. Let me backtrack a little bit. It's important to pray at midnight. It's important for all of us to at least join in at 10 minutes till 12, at least pray to 15 minutes after 12 midnight, if you can't pray to 3 o'clock. The time between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock is when the devil does his most damage. That is, he plans your day. He causes heart attack. He causes medical problems. He causes all these different things in the night watch, that he prepares that for your day. But God also comes in the wee hours, at the midnight hour. Jesus went to the Father at the midnight hour. Jacob wrestled with God all night. Remember? And he said, God asked him to let him go because the day was coming. He said, I won't let you go till you bless me. Now, if we think about it, if we are awake at that time when God could be found and begin to pray for our families and pray for our loved ones, pray for our health in the first 15 minutes of the dawning of the new day, then we would get better results, okay? So we have to step up to the plate, take authority, and take charge of our health and our families and really pour into God now, because things are really ratcheting up to where they're getting worse. Now you hear about the superbugs, the diseases and things that they thought they had cured. Now they're coming back, and now they have nothing that can cure them, nothing that can help. Why is all that? It's sin and greed that is driving their hunger for money. And our lives only values to them as money. They see us as dollar bills from birth to death. And so if we wake up and take charge of our health, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. Okay, now let's take a look at the system that we live in. The foods that we buy, the fast foods and other things like that, it is amazing how you have a taste for something and you always got to have that same thing over. You know, many times you pass by, you smell it, you got to go in and have it. These foods have been added chemicals that will drug your system, I call it, to want, to hunger for that.
Yeah.
And the more we eat it, the more we get bitter and bitter, the sicker we get, and the more we have to go to the doctor. And the more we go to the doctor, they have to give us drugs. And the drugs they give us causes other problems. And the other problems cause us to have other more drugs. And then these drugs don't work. They're causing more problems. They're causing sickness, disease. They're causing death. And yet we still get caught up into that. We feel that we have no hope, because we look to the doctors. Wrong answer. We are supposed to look to who? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals thee. Look to the heals which comes out of help. Instead of looking to the doctors, we know God uses doctors. Don't get me wrong. But when are we going to put our trust in God? When are we going to seek God for an answer? It's time to wake up when we see that when they tell you that you're supposed to be on medication for the rest of your life, there's something wrong with the picture. It's dollar signs that they're talking about. They're dollar signs that they're counting, not your health. Okay? So just wake up. Wake up. Pay attention to the things that are going on. Pay attention to the news in the evening when the news has the commercials and they have all these drugs and pharmaceutical companies advertising, and what do? They're telling you to ask your doctor for these drugs. Ask your doctor. And then you find out 3, 4, 5 years down the road, these drugs are killing people. These drugs are causing serious problems in people's bodies. So by this time, they've made super $1 billion worth of money on these drugs. So it doesn't hurt them to pay a couple of $50 or $60 billion for the drug because they've made 100 times more than that. So that's how the system works. They put the drug out there and know it's going to hurt people, but they make the money in a 4 or 5 year time. By the time people find out about it and start suing them, they done made enough money to pay for that and still reap a profit. So it's an encouraging word to us all. We step to the plate, take charge of our lives. And it's amazing.
Yes, I know that's true. I know that's true, Thomas, because they tried to put me on Lipitor. And I told them years ago, I told them I won't. I asked how long I would have to take it, and the doctor told me for the rest of my life. I said, oh, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. And asked her, I said, isn't there something that I can do naturally to bring a cholesterol? I wasn't overboard. I mean, it was high, but it wasn't, you know, in the danger range. And she said, well, some people juice, you know, which I already was, you know, had been juicing. You know, just
right.
Now they're finding people that are women are coming up with diabetes that have been on Lipitor and death that have been on Lipitor. Yes, so yes, I can affirm that.
So I'm saying all that to say this: wake up, take charge of your health. And when we begin to see these things, we see our bodies begin to fail. We go down fast. We begin to age fast. Our system is breaking down. The drugs is messing with the immune system. So your immune system is weakened. And then on top of that, the processed sugars and the processed foods we eat out of the taste buds, you know, that you got that urge and you got that taste. Oh, you got a love for donuts, you got a love for the sugars, you know. Why? Because it's designed to capture your appetite. It's designed to draw you to that. It's a design so it can destroy your immune system. Sugar destroys the immune system. Sugar feeds cancer. Sugar has so many different effects on the body. The processed sugars, the sugars that man has altered, the white sugars and things like that. So if we wake up and take step up to the plate, okay, and begin to seek out the information. Information is the internet, since the internet has come along, there's more information on healing through natural ways, through natural nutrition, through foods and different things of that nature. There's so much information out there. Take time. I mean, even if you don't have a computer, go to the library and begin to just do a word search for the problems that you have. Begin to do things like that. But today we're going to give you some help to eliminate some of those things. And first of all, let me make a disclaimer here. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a doctor in this world, but I'm a doctor in the kingdom of God. And And I prescribe God's word to heal the body. I prescribe his medicine to heal the body. And his never fails. And his does not hurt. His heals. His is love. His is care. All right. So some of the things that we can do to take charge of our health is begin to look at what we're eating. What is it that we're eating that we shouldn't be eating? All right, let's take a look at the food industry. Now, the meats that we eat, they say they are natural. A lot of them, the key word now is natural, which doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It's natural. It's meat. It's a cow. It's a pig. It's a natural animal. That's what it all trying to boil down to. But in these animals, they inject them with probiotics, hormones, and all different kind of medications to grow them fast, to get them to the market fast, to grow in heaven, so to be a heavier weight to make more money. So the same meats that go to the market with all the injections in them are sold to the butchers, and the butchers cut them up and sell it to who? Sell it to us. We buy the meat, we cook and eat the meat, and we receive what? The injections of those hormones, those chemicals, those antibiotics in the meat. And we become obese, we become sick, we become, oh my God, bones, teeth, eyes, everything. Everything begins to go wrong because of what we're eating, because of the chemicals that are placed in the foods. Now, we see that there's an alternative called organics and organic foods. And some of the things we see in those foods, they are not used, the pesticides is not used on them, chemicals not used on them. The animals are not injected with hormones or the antibiotics or these things. And so when we understand that, all right, we see that they are expensive, but I always say you can pay now or pay later. If you pay now, it might be expensive to the pocket. We just don't eat as much. And so we'll lose weight that way. But not only that, we will be able to regain our health. Okay? Now, let me back up and go and do a little thing about the antibiotics before we get down to the real thing here.
Yes, because there are so many people that are put on those strong antibiotics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if anyone's been watching the news or anything like that, even they are saying now, the antibiotics are not working. Antibiotics are just like a Band-Aid from the beginning, even to the late 40s and into the 50s when they began to use the antibiotics. Now, I want to call your attention to the word antibiotics. Anti means against life, against. Bio means life, against life. Okay, antibiotics. Now, why would we take something that's going to be against our life? Okay, the antibiotics, most of them are made, in the early part, they were made by fungus, a mold, okay? You know, we've heard in school that the mold that they use, they can make antibiotics to be healthy for us and things like that. So on that token, let me say this. Let me draw your attention to the Word of God right quick. One quick second. If you would take make a note, when you get a chance, go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, okay? Now, a lot of people say we are not under the curse, we're not under the law, but I tell you this, we are under the effects of the law. They didn't cease. The effects of the law. To draw your attention to something that was kind of alert you to that and wake you to that is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse starting at verse 15. You know, it's about the curse of disobedience. Okay, down to, let's see. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. What's your basket and your kneading trough? Food. The fruits of your womb will be cursed, the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flock. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. Now, here's the part I'm talking about. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. The Lord will what? Here we go. The Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with wasting diseases, with fever and inflammation and scorching heat drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound familiar? And I drop I drop down to verse 27. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, festering sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. Doesn't that sound like a lot of people today? Doesn't that remind you of some of the things that you're going through? Inflammation, the doctor, you go to the doctor, what do you say? You got inflammation. Then you find people that have tumors. You find people that have wasting disease that can't be healed. Now, with the word blight and mildew, now, mildew is sort of mold also. If you're living in homes that got mold and mildew in it, you got to get it out because you're breathing these spores into your system, and they will destroy you. So that's just to share that and begin to take a look at Deuteronomy. Just go back and read it just for your sake, and then look at where we are in this world today, the sickness and diseases that have come upon us, and all the diseases that they say they can't cure now. There's no cure. There's no cure. There's no cure. For cancer, there's no cure. There's no cure. But by God's grace, he has always given us cure in his word. He gave us the food. He gave us the foods. Hallelujah. My goodness. Yes, yes, indeed. From even the beginning of time that he gave it to us in Genesis. But anyway, the foods that he gave us are vegetables. Even if you look at in Daniel chapter 1, they talk about the Daniel fast and all these, how the foods that he ate were vegetables and water, and his skin was fairer and brighter, he was smarter, and these things. Okay? And so if we look at the word and really hold on to what God is saying, he's showing us in his word what's taking place. He's telling us, and now we're seeing it manifest before our eyes. We're seeing it taking place in the different places. You can't go into the hospital because the disease is, you go in one way and come out another. You come out sicker than you were, things like that. But, if, you know, Billy can share with you some of the things that she's experienced with some of her friends, and my friends also. Going to the hospitals and come out sicker than they were when they went in because we have missed it. We have not began to understand the magnitude of the system and how it affects our health and our bodies. And so let's move on to how do we eliminate these things? How do we get rid? I know as we prayed earlier, I was praying that the Lord will, as this goes through today, as we speak to you around the world and in your homes and things of that nature, that you step up to the plate. Make a decision. This is 2014. Let's leave behind in 2013 all the ails and all the diseases, all those things. Let's leave it behind and let's believe for the word of God. God is the doctor. He is the doctor that healeth thee. He is the one. He is the one. Jesus took all of our sins, sickness, and diseases, and they were nailed to the cross so that we wouldn't bear it. So why are we still carrying them? Let us repent of that and ask the Lord to forgive us. Now, Lord, help us to walk in your truth. Help us to walk in your righteousness. Help us to live and abide in your word that our health may be restored. You know, we also read that, you know, as you put on the whole armor of God, the last thing it says, after you have done all this to stand. Okay. Put on your protection, put on wisdom, put on all these understanding. All that comes in that package. Okay. Now, the foods that we're eating are altered foods, and they can destroy our immune system. The white sugar, the white flour, the white rice, everything white seems like, table salt, peanut butter, raisins, white distilled vinegar, dips and dressings, refined hydrogenated oils, margarine, fried foods, canned foods, instant foods, ice cream, frozen yogurts, milk or cereal, soft drinks made with sugar and chemicals, stimulating beverages, okay, tea and cocoa and all these things that are processed.
Okay, Thomas, you said, listeners, don't be alarmed at this. I should have said this at the beginning. You're going to hear some things that many of those things we like Brother Mir has said, we've come accustomed of to them, but listen and open up your heart so that God can speak to you to let you know, the things that, because I'm seeing my callers call in, but then they're hanging up because this is something that you don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that I can't eat fried chicken, you know, and eating it occasionally is not going to hurt you, but to make a
That's
constant
right.
diet of it mm-hmm. is where the hurt comes in. But listen, let God speak to you through mm-hmm. Brother Merritt and hear what he's saying. Hear what and ask the Lord. Don't just go off of his word. That's what we have connection with God. God can tell us yes, that's right or that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So just
mm-hmm.
listen
that's
to
right.
God. I just wanted to add that, Thomas, as you were mm-hmm. talking, because I'm seeing that I have listeners calling in, but then they're hanging up because I guess they're not hearing something that they want to hear. You know, but I just want to let
mm-hmm.
my listeners know that this is for your health. That's why
mm-hmm.
we're doing this program this morning. And we're going to do more programs because in the time period that we have, Brother Merritt is not able to share everything that will help
mm-hmm.
us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing that I wanted to bring out that you said. You said about the enhancers, are those energy drinks that people are drinking now, the 5-hour
mm-hmm.
energy drinks? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's detrimental to your health. Even something if you check on the internet, they're coming out and saying that it's detrimental to the health. It's highly caffeinated, and it's destructive to the system. And they have natural ways of doing that. Now, the things that I mentioned, it might upset you, but guess what? There's an alternative. There's an alternative to that, okay? Now, to the white sugar and all that, you know, we're addicted to the sugar. So we can replace that with whole and natural healthful foods like honey, maple syrup, molasses, or fruit juices, or dates. Hallelujah. Okay, the best things is the sweetened are fresh dried fruits. You can use those, okay? Whole Foods carries a lot of different products. People say that's expensive, but your health is more valuable than that. The jellies, the gelatins, and all those things. You can use those, and you can make those with foods, flours, and things like that. That will not be destructive in the system. So there's an alternative to what you're doing, and all we have to do is just change it. Change white rice. Eat brown rice or black rice. Table salt. We go to pink sea salt. Pink table salt. Pink sea salt. Use herbs and other natural seasonings and things of that nature. Okay. Use almond butter instead of peanut butter. Cashew butter. These things like this. Organic grown raisins, raw apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, all these things, olive oil, cold press, unrefined sunflower, flaxseed oil, coconut oil, and butter, and all these things. Butter, you can use that, but the margarine and things like that are the ones that hurt. You get if you're going to buy the organic one, use it sparingly. The thing about it, we don't use it sparingly. And to those that have a problem with what we're saying, I'll just put this to you. What condition are you in now? And you've been eating those things. What condition is your body in now? And we've been eating these things like we haven't never had anything else but just fried foods and things like that. What condition are our bodies in now with what we've been doing for the last years of our lives? Don't we want a better life? Don't we want a healthier life? Okay? And so I'll just challenge you to step out of the box. Do not be fed by everything that you are taught or fed inside the box. Get out of the box and see what else is in the world. See what else is going on out there. Okay? And I'll leave that for right now. And we'll go to, I'm just going to touch on a few topics, some things that you need to that can help you right off the bat. Okay, first of all, check what you're eating. Find an alternative natural food, organically grown, without chemicals and things like that. Chemicals are destructive to the body. The body is not designed for chemicals. We're designed from the dirt of the earth. We come out of the dirt of the earth, and our design goes back to minerals and vitamins of the earth. That's where we should get it from, okay? So, and then when you take in vitamins and minerals in the from the health food stores and the vitamin shops and things like that, make sure you, before you go, make sure you understand whether they are man-made or whether they are natural, in a natural format. Synthetic is the word I'm looking for, synthetic. Synthetic don't help you. It causes problems in your body and things like that, okay? Also, the body itself. I'm just going around because I don't have much time with you today. So you're going to look at the foods that you're eating. You're going to look for alternatives, okay? Then you're going to look at your body. You're going to get from the health food store or drugstore, get you a pH kit, which tells your body, you use a little strips to check your urine or your saliva to see what your pH is, okay? And in doing that, the tapes will tell you where your body is acidic or alkaline, okay? Human blood should be slightly alkaline, between 7.35 and 7.45. Below or above this range means symptoms and disease. A pH of 7.0 is neutral. A pH below 7.0 is acidic, okay? Acid. Okay, when our body is full of acid and things like that, the body cannot heal itself. The body begins to break down. The body begins to suffer with all kinds of diseases in your system, okay? And you can go on the Internet and look up a list of acid and alkaline foods. And the alkalizing vegetables, I'll give you sort of a quick rundown. You have alfalfa, barley, grass, beets, greens, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chard, corilla, collard greens, cucumbers, dandelions, edible flowers, eggplants, fermented veggies, garlic, green beans, green peas, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, mustard greens, nightshades, veggies, onions, parsnips, peas, and peppers. Okay, the acid foods, corn, lentils, olives, winter squash. Then you have the acidifying foods. Yeah. Okay, and then you have. The milks and things like that. You have okay. Hold on a second.
What did you say, Thomas, while you're looking for that? What did you say? What squash did you say?
Okay, that you can eat? Winter squash. Yeah, no. Winter squash. Yeah, winter squash.
Who?
Yeah. Winter squash.
I didn't catch W-I-N-T.
That. I have to go to the health food and check that out. I saw, I had seen some recipes for that. So, So all these things, and so began to study and check out the foods that brings acid into the body, like avocado oil, canola oil, corn oil, hemp seed oil, flax oil, lard, olive oil, cashews, Brazil nuts. They are acid forming in the body. Casual.
Oh, so I'm sorry. So you said, go ahead, it'll come to me.
Aspartame, chemical drugs, and pesticides, these things. The foods come with pesticides, so we get all that in our system, and it messes us up. So, we can eat foods in moderation, but on a continuous basis, it puts us in an acidic state, and so we're not able to regain our health unless we realize that our system is acidic. That's why you get your a pH kit to check your pH and whether it's alkaline or acidic. Okay? So those are some things that hurt the system and things like that. Now, to strengthen the body and to change the system around, let's go to juicing. The ultimate health benefit, the ultimate healer to the body, the ultimate of God's created word, hallelujah, is the vegetables. Okay. So in juicing, we can go and see that if you have an ailment, if you have a health challenge or things like that, first of all, you eliminate the meats, you eliminate the sugars, you eliminate all the cooked foods, and you begin to do something like a juice fast. And as you do a juice fast, it begins to detoxify, it begins to cleanse and heal at the same time. And so you drink that, and you drink a lot of purified water that will cleanse the system and flush the system of the toxins that have been built up in your body. Toxin locks in to the fat of your body. And so when we begin to juice, the juice goes into the cells directly, and so you have the availability of the nutrients and the vitamins and minerals in the juice immediately, so it goes right into the cell walls and to the system. Whereas if you eat the vegetables, you can't eat enough vegetables, you can't eat enough greens and things like that. If you're going through a health challenge in one sitting, that was going to make a change in your health. So if you juice it, you get 90% of the nutrients and vitamins and minerals to go into your system to begin to work to build up your immune system, okay? And when you do that, the system begins to recover quickly. Now, let me say something. I'm not telling anyone what to do, but when you think about people that have cancers and diseases like that and have to take chemo, I suggest that you go out and you take time to do some research and find out what the side effects are and find out how it helps or whether it helps or not, okay? And then understand that what it does, it destroys your immune system. It destroys your immune system. So that if anything comes along, that's why they have you stay at home and things like that. If a disease or anything comes along and you catch it, it could be detrimental to your health. So the main thing is to keep your immune system kickstarted, keep it jumped up through juicing. And when you juice the vegetables and carrots daily, your immune system is kickstarted and it begins to increase to where it begins to destroy those cancers, begin to destroy those diseases. Now, broccoli and the greens, especially the broccoli, you can take broccoli and you can steam it, and it's more powerful than when you juice it in a raw state. Because on the top of the broccoli, you see those little spheres. It's called sulforaphane, and in that, it increases and it destroys cancer. Okay? So just be alert to that, and then broccoli, hey, add it to your meal. A lot of people don't like broccoli. I just love it. I love it. Okay. And so these things of building up your immune system kind of keeps you out of the doctor's office, kind of keeps you from having those colds, and kind of keeps you from the viruses and germs that are floating around as you go to the workplace. Your immune system is higher and it's kickstarted, so it's not in the immune state where it could be affected by those different diseases that might be going around, the bugs and the flus and things of that nature. So I'll leave that right now, but also I also advise you to look into detoxing at least three times a year at the change of the seasons. You've been in the house in the wintertime, cleaning your system out to get the toxins and poisons out of your body that you've been breathing in the closed-in homes in the wintertime. And in the summer, the foods you eat in the summer, things like that, you do a detox to get rid of that to prepare for the winter that's coming. And in the fall, you know, right before winter, you do another detox. So you're ready, and you build your system up. And that's how we beat the colds and the flus and all these different things that's going around. But anyway, I know that's a lot to take in, but my encouraging word to you is this. You've got only one body, so treat it right. Treat it right. Develop healthy habits, healthy eating habits. Make a change in your life. Make it a lifestyle change. You can't do it all at one time. I'm encouraging you. I know that. You can't do it all at one time. But the thing, just start. Just start doing something and watch what happens. Just to go out and buy a juicer at Walmart, at the Dollar General store, and for $50, $75, just buy you a juicer and just start. And you'll be amazed in 1 week's time what you would feel like. I'm serious. You would be amazed. Sometimes you might say, whoa, I didn't realize I was, your body said, I didn't realize I was missing all that. But your body will wake up and your body will begin to heal itself. And then healing yourself, you will begin to get off the medication. And so since it looked like it was more expensive to buy the organics without the medication that you were buying, that makes up the difference. Amen. All right, Sister Billy, anything you want to ask there?
I don't want to add, but I am looking at my board, and we have plenty of time. We don't have any callers on. Everybody has clicked off. And I just want to say this, that
we apologize if there's some kind of technical difficulty, but Brother Mayor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Brother Al. How are you doing?
Okay. Amen. We were just in awe of all the things that you were giving us. And we still got time, so give us more.
I was trying to get enough in to where people could take a little something and start something right now. There's something they can do right now to change their health.
Thomas, as you know, and this is not a slight on anybody. I had several callers this morning. I mean, I had a lot of callers this morning, and they've all left the line, which is their prerogative. But I was saying that we were excited to get the information from you and Lola about how to, build Al's body back up, for what he was going through. But you also told us you were excited, and you were excited you said that
I'm
you give this information to people, but people are not receptive. They don't, it's too much trouble. It's too different from what they're doing. We have to change our paradigm. If we don't change our paradigm, we are leaving here left and right. A dear, dear, dear brother of ours in Chicago. They are having his service probably starting in an hour, a couple of hours, his homegoing service. And I was seeing pictures of him on Facebook, as you all know that listen to my broadcast. I'm a big Facebooker, and I was looking at his pictures, and he was a healthy, really overweight guy. And I started seeing pictures of him slimming down. Well, when I first saw the pictures of him slimming down, he didn't look ill. He just looked like he was losing weight, and I was happy for him because he was quite overweight, and so I was happy that he was losing weight. But then as I saw, continued to see the pictures, I could see that he was sick. He died from cancer, and the cancer is not what killed him. It's probably other things that killed him, but That's why he's gone. Gone today. Vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a loving man. I posted on Facebook. He was always smiling, serious in the Lord, but always smiling and always wanted to cheer you and give you something, you know, to smile about. But now he's gone, and he's gone because of his health. So we don't want to hear that we need to make changes. You know, it's not exciting to us to hear that we need changes. But it's something that is vital, and it's vital to our health. If you're on Facebook and you read some of the things that come on Facebook, as I was saying a little earlier, that they talked about the vote being, just like Brother Thomas was saying, the vote being done after 12 o'clock. And because people had gone and people were not there, you know, they were trying to do a filibuster. But then when they saw that they had the number of people to pass what they wanted passed, these people, these legislators, our lobbyists are making, they're rich because of the money that they're making off of making sure that the pharmaceutical companies are able to get their things crossed so that they can keep us sick, that they can keep us, you know, look, you can look around. Nobody has to tell you, look, before we left Chicago, I was noticing they were putting Walgreens everywhere. I mean, every few blocks there's a Walgreens. That was a big drugstore in Chicago, but now they have CVS, they have Rite Aid, they have others that they're just springing up all over the place. You can see them across the street from one another now. It didn't used to be like that. It's because they want everybody on medication. Everybody on medication, and this is a way to get you off of the medication. This is a way to help you. This is what Brother Meredith is here, is to help you to be healthy.
It might sound like there's so much information that we have gathered, so much information that we know that works. I know it works because it comes out of the Word of God. The vegetables, those things are the. Oh my goodness! I have to say this. You know, you talk about the friend that you looked at on Facebook and they look was healthy and things like that, and you passed on. And I had the same thing. I have a friend, a best friend, and we were just tight and everything. And he would call. Now, I'm gonna talk to the people there. If you're gonna talk to your friends, and don't talk around the bush. If you have a challenge in your body. And you know they are praying people that they would be care for you so much, they love you so much, they would do anything for you. Share it with them. Don't hold this in. A lot of people are dying in the quietness of their home, and no one know they were sick. That's ridiculous when you can have help out here. But see, that's part of the system. That's why we keep saying, okay, run for the cure. That's why they keep telling you to send your donations to run for the cure, to look for the cancer cure. That's already done. All those diseases are curable right now. I'm telling you, it's curable right now. If you don't believe it, go out on the Internet, check it. Check it out and try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. But this brother of mine, a friend of mine, Billy, he is a precious friend of mine, and he would call me and he would beat around the bush and talk about, as he was talking about someone else with cancer, somebody else with a disease or something like this. And one morning I got a phone call from his wife, and she said he had died. I said, what are you talking about? She said, he died. I said, died from what? She said he was in the hospital in another town, and he had cancer. I was floored. I was hurt. Because I had sent him some products and things that I knew that worked, and when I went down to his home for the funeral, all that I sent him was still sitting there, had never been opened. Never been opened. So I'm telling you, audience, you got to step up to the plate and take charge of your own health. I'm telling you, you're going to leave here before you fulfill your destiny, before you fulfill what God has called you for, what God has already ordained you to do. You're going to miss it. The graveyard is full of wealth, ideas, and inventions, and things that God wanted to place in the planet. But we left here too soon. Because why? We didn't take charge of our health. We didn't take charge. We didn't take charge. Take charge of your health. Don't depend on a silver pill, a quick cure. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if you don't obey God, it's not going to happen at all. But if you obey him and hear, he said, I sent my word. This is the word of God coming to you. This is what you need to do to take charge of your health. This is what to do to bring your health back into balance. The word of God. He sent his word. We're bringing the word to you today. And I challenge you to take a hold of the word. I challenge you to take a hold of the word and put it into play. Put it into work. Work it in your life. Work it in your life. Do a little bit of time. Just do something. Do something. I'm sharing it with you for a reason. Because what you see now is just a beginning of what's about to come. Now, the system, as Billy was talking about, the things that they passed tonight, but they also passed about the same time they passed the health care package. In that package, they had a law that where they can come out and you can, you know, they can tell you what you can plant in your yard. Hear me now. They tell you what you can plant in your yard. So why are they concerned about you planting in your yard? Okay? Think about it. If you can plant foods that heal your body in your yard, why would you need medication? You're cutting them out of their money. Think about it. If you don't believe it, go out and check it out. Check it out. If that's law. And here in North Carolina, doing the same thing. Now they're trying to eliminate the vitamins and the minerals. Why is that? Because they're working. Because that's cutting into their profits. Wake up. Wake up. This is happening right now as we are breathing right now. Things are in the laws that we have no clue of what's in the laws. A lot of the things were put in the health care package. Those things were slid in there, and it was signed into law. And you have no idea what's about to change. We talk about the new world order, the end times. We talk about, don't forget, God said they're going to come. They're going to come. So if they're going to come, we've got to realize what the signs of their coming are. These are the signs of the times. They talk about the mark of the beast. Think about it. They were in Texas, I think it was, they had children. They wanted them to take the chip to carry with them. That's the first sign. They want you to carry the chip so they can show where you are in the school. The next thing is they want to put a chip in you. Watch out. It's coming. So if you don't take charge of your health, you're not going to be healthy. If you don't take charge of your health and pay attention to the things that's going on right before our eyes, we are going to be so sorry. So sorry when it hits us in the face one day and we wake up and it's too late. We're here to share information that's available free before they take it out of the Internet, before they remove it, where you won't get an understanding of how you could help your own self. Anything else would you share with Sister Billy?
Now, we have we still have about 45 minutes, so
okay.
I said, all of our callers have left us, and you have the floor.
Continue
to teach us.
Well, I'll slow down then. Okay. Some of the things that let me share with some of the things that we shouldn't be eating that we think is healthy. I was listening, I think it was last time I was on, you had a brother that we had talked to before, and he had changed his life, changed his eating habits. But he was eating soy products. I will share with you all, soy products are not designed for you. Only understand this. when you look at soy, the Chinese and the Japanese, they ate it in a fermented state. So we see now they got the soy milk, soy ice cream, all these different soys. What it does, it messes up the thyroid. I can vouch for that because when I first came out, I thought it was healthy and everything. I was eating soy ice cream, soy milk, soy. And then I noticed these nodules up under my neck began to grow out. Thyroid began to swell up. But once I eliminated the soy, they went away. If you're having a problem with your thyroid, all that, look at what you're eating. Look at the foods. Begin to read the ingredients and the products that you buy. Look at what's in the products that you buy. When you see products that words you can't even pronounce, and there's about an inch thick of writings talking about what's in the ingredients, you don't need that. We don't need that. Mm-mm. Chemicals. Things that would formaldehyde, things that would preserve your life, preserve your body. Amen. Also, the sweeteners I would share with you that are causing harm to the body, artificial sweeteners, chemical sweeteners, NutraSweet, Sweet and Low, Equal, Aspartame, and in the yellow pack. I can't think right offhand. What is that? But anyway, all that is
I sugar. Can't help you because I don't use them, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they are detrimental to your health and things like that. So we began to look at the sweeteners and things like that, instead using other things like xylitol as a sweetener, using maple syrup or honeys or things like that. That will help more than anything, the body and things like that. We need to eat a lot of fruits, vegetables and peas and beans, herbs and seasonings and things like nuts. Eat a lot of nuts. Yes, indeed. And one thing I kept quite interesting was as I was doing some research last night, and so I found something that was quite interesting that kind of piqued my interest to the point that said, wow, we just don't know what we have missed in not paying attention to the things that are going on around us and things like that, the foods that we're eating and what benefits they are. Okay. One of the things that I began to look at are the vegetables. Do you know that carrots look like the human eye? Cut a carrot and look at the carrot from the top. Just cut the top off and look at the inside of the carrot.
I have noticed that.
It looks like the human eye. The pupil, iris, and radiating line look just like the human eye. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, just cut a carrot and see. All right. Now, what is carrots? They are beneficial. Guess what? For the eye. Science has shown that carrots greatly enhance blood flow to and function of the eye. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? Now, here's another one.
Yeah.
A tomato. A tomato has four chambers, and it is red. The heart has four chambers, and it is red. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Cut a tomato and look at it, and it looks just like a heart. And all the research shows that tomatoes are loaded with lycopene and are indeed pure heart and blood food. Isn't that something? Okay, let's look at grapes. Grapes hang in a cluster that has the shape of the heart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Each grape looks like a blood cell, and all of the research today shows grapes are also profound heart and blood vitalizing foods. Isn't that something? Here's another one. A walnut if you take, look at the walnut. I just noticed it. If you look at a walnut, it's hard, and it's shaped like a head. Think about that. A walnut on the inside, the nut itself, looks like a little brain, a left and a right hemisphere, upper cerebellum and lower cerebellum. Even the wrinkles or folds of the nut are just like the neocortex. We now know walnuts help develop more than 36 neurotransmitters for the brain function. Isn't that amazing?
My, my.
Kidney beans.
My, my.
Kidney beans.
Shaped like a kidney.
There you go. Kidney beans actually heal and help maintain kidney function. And yes, they look exactly like the human kidney. Celery, bok choy, rhubarb, and many more look just like bones. These foods specifically target bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium, and these foods are 23% sodium. Isn't that amazing? Oh, if you don't have enough sodium in your diet, the body pulls it from the bones, thus making them weak. All right, these foods replenish the skeleton needs of the body. Avocados, eggplants, pears target the health and function of the womb and cervix of the female. They look just like these organs. Today, research shows that when a woman eats one avocado a week, it balances hormones, sheds unwanted birth weight, and prevents cervical cancer. Isn't it amazing? And how profound is it? It takes exactly 9 months to grow an avocado from blossom to ripened fruit.
Wow.
9 months. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Okay, figs. Figs are full of seed and hang in twos when they grow. Figs increase the mobility of male sperm and increase the number of sperms as well as overcome male sterility. Isn't that amazing? Figs.
Yes, my.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes look like the pancreas and actually balance, and actually balance glycemic index of diabetes. Isn't that amazing? Olives. Olives assist the health and function of the ovaries. Oranges, grapefruits, and other citrus fruits look just like the mammary gland of the female and actually assist the health of the breast and the movement of the lymph in and out of the breast. Onions look like the body's cells. Today, research shows onions help clear waste material from all of the body's cells. Remember I said earlier, toxins and poisons are stored in the fat. Onions look like body cells. Today's research shows onions help clear waste material from all of the body cells. They even produce tears, which wash the fetal layers of the eyes. A working comparison is garlic also helps eliminate waste material and dangerous free radicals from the body. All these things we got in our body because of the foods we eat, because of the environment that we live in. All these things can be helpful if we know the foods to eat and how to take care of our system. When we begin to analyze, just take time, today sometime, just sit quietly and say, Lord, if this is for me, if this is what I need, reveal it to me. Let it be confirmed by 2 or 3 witnesses. Don't take my word for it. I'm telling you, please don't take my word for it. Search it out for yourself. If you're on medication, if you are sick in your body and it seems like the more you go to the doctor, the worse you get, and the more you go to the doctor, the more medication they give you. I challenge you. Take charge of your health. Okay, doc, let's see, how can I get off this medication? And if he says there's no way, well, it's time to search for you a naturopath, a medical naturopathic doctor that will help you with the challenge in your health by giving you some information or some guidelines on how to use natural foods, natural cures. And, of course, many people have heard and many people have seen the different television shows that have had naturopathic doctors and people that talk about the natural pharmacies and things like that that will help the body. Juicing will be the easiest and the cheapest way for people to begin to change their life. But you're going to have to give up something to get something. Give up the fried chicken, the fried fish, and all those fried foods for a time period. Take 30 days and begin to work on your health and see what you feel like in 30 days. And do everything in moderation when it comes to eating foods that are not designed for us to eat. Do it in moderation, not on a regular basis. Things like that. If you're going to eat meats, get organic meats. Bison is the best of all, more expensive, but bison is the best meat out there that you can get for your system. And it's not as bad on your system as a beef. Grass-fed. Now, in a lot of stores, they sell grain-fed, corn-fed. All these things have toxins and have fungus and mold in it. So don't forget what's in the meat goes into you when you eat it. What's in the vegetables goes into you when you eat them. So when you receive your vegetables, even if you wash them off, you don't have to buy something special from the store. Get you some vinegar and mix it with some water and wash your vegetables in the vinegar and water. Clean those, because they're sprayed with chemicals and toxins to try to preserve, to keep the bugs and things off of them. And some people just walk in the store, health food store or the grocery store and just pick up and start eating those grape or two of those things. No, you don't do that. Don't do that. They need to be washed. Chemicals, they've been handled with different hands. And you find out that many people are getting sick from different things where the handles have used the bathroom, then washed their hands, and they go back and begin to pick foods, and they shipped around the world, around the country. And we eat them. We don't cook them properly. Steam them instead of cooking them and killing the enzymes and steam the vegetables. Don't overcook them. Leave the green in it. Let them be crunchy, not soggy. That's healthy to the body. And if you don't believe in the challenge, I challenge you. I challenge you today. I challenge you to take a step. Take a step. Try it for yourself. Get your cheap juicer. Just start somewhere. Start somewhere. And then begin to do your research. Begin to search it out for yourself. Search it out for yourself. When they tell you that you be on a medication for the rest of your life, and you keep looking for a pill, it's going to be medication. It's in the natural foods that God created in the natural state. The natural foods in the natural state come from the earth. We came from the earth, so we're bio-identical. Amen. We are identical, life identical. We get the same, the vitamins and minerals that the earth have, we have in us, and the vegetables we have in us. But a lot of the chemicals they use on the vegetables and things like that destroy the strength of the vitamins in the vegetables. So it's a wake-up call. I know it's not something people want to hear, but I just say this. Try it for yourself. You'll like it, especially when you start saving money off the drugs that you don't have to buy, off of not having to go back to the doctor with pain in your body and things like that. So, that is what I challenge you with today. And remember, your body is the only one that you have. That's the only one you travel with. That's your transportation. That's your car. That's your vehicle while you're here on this planet. So you must treat it right. You must change the oil. Changing the oil is changing the foods that go into your system. Put in high octane. Those are vegetables, raw vegetables and juices. Put high octane in your car and it'll run better. Run more efficiently. You think clearly. You stave off a lot of diseases. They talk about Alzheimer's and all these different things. There's no cure for it. Yes, it is. I challenge you, change your eating habits. I challenge you, take a step. I challenge you, spend the money. Your health is worth it. Your life is worth it. You've got work to do. You've got things to accomplish. You've got a destiny to fulfill. Don't leave without fulfilling your destiny. Don't leave with God's gift on the inside of you. When we stand at the crossroads, at the end of life, we've got to look back and say, have I done what God sent me here to do? Or am I still full of creative ideas, inventions, things that God won't done that I didn't do because I disobeyed his word and was falling under the sickness and disease that the church talked about? Think about that again. The effect of the church still works. Those are the laws of God. God's law still works. You don't believe it, just stand on the roof and jump off. The law of gravity takes hold of you. God's law still works. So whether we are under the effect of them or not, it's through disobedience or obedience. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to say this again. And I guess I'm a little upset, but it's okay, that the information that is being given today is one, the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Try the spirit by the spirit. Like Brother Merritt said, don't take his word for it. Sit before God. Sit before God and say, Lord, was this for me? Is this for me? I'm going to post this on Facebook. I'm able to do that. I'm going to post this so that it can be heard. It's not disheartening because I know the excitement that you and Lola had when we said that we wanted to do those things that you were telling us to do. And the excitement was that you had given that information to many people.
Mm-hmm,
and they
mm-hmm.
had listened to you and had agreed, oh, yeah, that's the right thing to do, but then did not do it, would not do it. So you were just as excited as we were, you know, for getting the information because we were doing it. We were doing what, you know, but you were telling us that the Lord had given you, allow you, because it's not from you. It's mm-hmm. really from the Word of God, but mm-hmm. it allowed you to be able to share your ministry because this is your ministry. This is the ministry
mm-hmm.
that you
exactly.
have.
Exactly.
I mean, one of the ministries that you have. So, you know, I just thank God for you
mm-hmm.
being on. We still have 30 minutes, Thomas. So. You don't have to stop. Just keep on talking and keep on giving us information. That is vital to our health.
Okay. And the thing about, as you just iterated to or talked about, is this. Many people hear it. There's a ministry called Hallelujah Acres that I spoke of earlier. And we started with this. They've been in existence since 1992, 93. Now, if you can go on the internet and look up hacres.com. Again, I say hacres.com. hacres.com. HallelujahAcres.com. And you go to that website, read the testimonies. Don't look at all those. Just go read the testimonies. Read the testimonies. The gentleman was a Baptist preacher, is a Baptist preacher, his story is that his mother came down with colon cancer, and she'd gone to the doctor, and she took the chemo and radiation, and she died. She died. And so it didn't dawn on him then. So shortly after that, he came down with colon cancer. And another pastor shared with him, just like I'm sharing with you, another pastor shared with him, no, you don't have to take that. Just change your eating habits. A pastor named Lester Rowell, some people might know of him, told Dr. George Malcolm to change his eating habits and to juice. And so for 1 year, Dr. George Malcolm did eat no cooked food. He juiced every day, 4, 5, 6 times a day juicing. That's a bunch of carrots. And that's all he juiced was carrots, he said. 1 year, no colon cancer. 1 year, no colon cancer. No radiation was taken. No radiation, no chemo was taken. Mm. Isn't that amazing? And they said that there's no cure for cancer. Mm. 1 year, and he was
Well, sick. You know what a lot of people will say, Thomas? A lot of people will say, well, that worked for them, but it doesn't mean that it'll work for everybody.
Well, I'll put it to them this way. Everybody has a body. The body has to have food. The body has to have nutrients and vitamins and minerals. So what's the difference? It works for everybody. If you take time and effort to stick with it, stick with it. You got to have to stick to it. You got to have it. You got to have it. If your health is challenged and the doctor says, giving you up, you going to just lay there and die? See, one thing we got to remember, when the doctors speak over your life that you have no hope, you better wake up. Whose word are you going to receive? Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Right? And then in Psalm 91, he said that we can have life. Life to what extent? Until we're satisfied. I'm just thinking now. So,
with long life, will he satisfy you?
Yes, right, with long life.
Yes, that's the word. That's the word.
And see, here's the thing. Let's talk a little word about here. Be careful what people speak over your life and into your life. Again, be careful of what people speak over your life and into your life. Doctors speak over your life and into your life that you go home and get your house in order, that there's no hope for you. And guess what? A lot of people, they fall in their spirit is struck down, and they go home and what? They prepare to die. And guess what? They go.
There's a dear sister in Chicago right now that I won't say her name. I don't even know if she knows that I know her condition. But the doctors had given her 2 years to live. And I said, the blood of Jesus, no doctor is going to tell me when my God has given me to live or to die. Everybody is gathering around her, and you know she has this death threat, and I guess she's accepted it, and she's preparing to die.
Yeah. And I could understand that to a point. There's a young man, my prayer partner, young lady I pray with every night at midnight. Her brother-in-law, and. I think I might have, I don't know if I shared it with you recently or not, about right before Christmas. Well, I think back in October, November, he came down with cancer. And so he was fighting for his life. He was, you know, he was running from different hospitals. They had him going to different hospitals, and he was in the hospital. And we were praying around the clock for him, doing all the praying. And finally, he went on home to be with the Lord. Young man, loved his wife. Children and everything, but he wanted to live. He wanted to live. And then you think about he wanted to live and confessing that, but when you have people around you speaking, oh, he going to die, speaking this stuff in his life. No, get them people out of your room. Get them people out of your house. Get them out of there. Because what did Jesus do when he went in with the lady that had the child that died? I can't remember the scripture right offhand. But he put the mourners out. He put them out. And he raised them up. So be careful who you allow into your space when you have a health challenge. Only those that will trust in the Word of God, only those that will encourage you, only those that will gird you up, only those that will edify your life, build you up. And see, when we allow these things to be spoken into our lives like that, it hurts our spirit. It works on our spirit. And guess what? People suddenly give up. They suddenly give up when you just know they were going to live. You just know, he's going to make it through. Mm-hmm. I tell you, yes, indeed. When we know these things, but I want to say one thing here is when you read in Ephesians chapter 6, sort of verse 10, they talk about putting on the whole armor of God. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Okay. Put on the full armor of God so that you, let me read this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Okay? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand. Hallelujah. Be able to stand your ground. Be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Think about that. Meditate on that. After you have done all that you can do. That means you got to go to work and do some work to build your system. You got to go to work and do something to help yourself. He didn't tell you to go out there and do nothing. He said, after you have done all that you can do, we're praying for healing. It's not going to happen that way all the time. It's not going to happen that way. We got to learn how to take the word of God, fight it with the word of God. We got to bring the word against the sword of the Spirit. We got to cut it up with the word of God. Got to cut it out of our lives. That's sick. We got to cut it out. Then, after we have done all that we do, I believe we can receive what we're looking for. After you have done all, have you tried to regain your health? Have you tried to change your eating habits? Have you tried to find ways to eliminate the sickness or disease? Have you tried? What have you done? Have you tried? Are you looking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? Are you asking? Come now. It's not, when we begin to think about it, it's simple. It's so simple that we overlook it because we can't believe it. It's going to be that simple. And so
that's
as we begin
scripture
to understand.
Says.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What the scripture
says.
Yeah.
But I'm
even
I'm,
a fool. Even a fool can error in.
Yeah.
Even a fool can error in. Oh, my God.
So we see these things, but yet, like as you were saying, Sister Billy, a lot of people are dying and leaving here quick, young age, young. I mean, kids now in their 20s and 30s with heart attacks, with diabetes, even kids in 5 and 10 years old with diabetes. Why? What are they eating? They're eating the same way their parents are eating. Their
right.
parents are eating the same way their parents were eating. They're following the same guidelines that they learned from their parents. Change. Change is the answer. Not the same. Some people, you see women on TV where they cut their breasts off because their mothers had the cancer. Had cancer in the breast. All of our bodies have cancer cells in them. But the key component to that is when they are allowed to grow because the body is out of balance, that's when it takes hold. That's when we're not putting in the right foods and right nutrition, right vitamins and things like that to stave off that, to keep a balance. God has everything in balance. We should be in balance. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about it. But these things that we see, as we see these things taking place in our lives, in our children's lives, they're suffering with all high blood pressure and things. That's amazing. At a young age. Why? Because back in the day, the older folks, the ones that our parents and forefathers, they worked hard labor. They labored. They worked. Not sitting at computers and not being inactive. They were workers. So they burned all that off. We're not doing it to now. The motor nowadays, I'm thinking.
Yes, I hear a lot of people saying that, Thomas. Well, this is the same thing that our parents did this and our parents do that, but they're not looking at the lifestyle. I look at Facebook, and they were talking about, you know, how the kids are so inactive now. All they do is play on the computers, and that's what they call play, but that's not play. I remember the games that we played, you know, out. My husband was just talking about how hard they play. He played as a kid outside from sun up to sundown. Even after the sun went down, you know, they were out playing.
Yeah.
And kids don't do that now. They're stagnant. They just, you know, sit with their faces in those computers.
And another thing, here in the South, back in those days, we used to run barefooted all over the place. Do you know now that there's a health benefit of going barefooted? It's called earthing. They call it earthing. And what it does, it recharges your body. Our body is built up on electrical circuits. And so that helps balance the charges in our body. Isn't that amazing? I said, oh, my goodness. Going barefoot had a benefit. But, of course, now we've got street paved everywhere, so and then chemicals poured on your grass and lawns and things that way. But still find time to look up the word earthing and see what it does for you, things like that. But also one other thing before I get up, parents that may have kids that have ADD, ADHD, here is a key to you. There's a doctor that had begun to do research back in the 90s, and what she found was when she gave the children the natural of the nutritious they need, the nutrition they needed from the raw foods and the vegetables and the fruits and vegetables and nuts, they didn't have ADD or ADHD. But the doctors were fast to put them on medication. Medication. Think about it.
It boils
down to the foods that we're eating. The foods that we're eating. Chemicals. Put them on natural or organic vegetables. Juicing. And that leaves. That disappears. Go ahead, Sister Billy. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I don't know what I'll say, but anyway, the thing that always got me about medication, I remember my niece, my sister's daughter, they diagnosed her with that, and I tried to tell her years ago, you know, to what is she eating, go to a naturopath and see if they can, you know, if they can help, because the medication, her dad said, is just a bandage. It's just a bandage. It doesn't cure you. doesn't make sense mm-hmm. to me that you put me on a medication that doesn't cure me. It just coats over whatever the problem is in my
mm-hmm.
body. It doesn't ever cure it. That doesn't even add up. So, you know, we're coming to the end of the program. I have been so blessed by what you've shared, and of course, we're close friends, so I've heard all of these things before from you. Just wanted to share it with the audience. And you know what? People hung up, but there are still some people that are on the line that over the internet, or those that will go back into the archives, that will hear this vital, vital, vital information that will be able to help them, be able to help their children, loved ones that they have. And I just thank you, Thomas, for taking the time, because I know that you're up late praying, and it was really a sacrifice for you to get up this Asatadabosia.
No sacrifice. To joy.
Thank you, Jesus, for, and we just pray, hallelujah, that the Lord replenish your strength on this day. We thank you, hallelujah. Thank you. And we're going to ask you, Thomas, if you will end us. Babe, are you there? Do you have anything that you would like to say? Honey, are you there?
No, I don't have anything to add, just that we've been blessed we've heard a lot of information, but we even heard some new things today. And I was, even as you went into the illustrations of the different vegetables and their shapes and resemblance to our body parts, and how not at all coincidentally they attribute to the health of those body parts, it just gave me some very easy visuals that I won't have to try to remember any kind of list or anything. We've got these easy visuals of things that we need to be eating to help take care of ourselves, like tomatoes for my heart, and walnuts, which I like walnuts. Both my father used to call them the English walnuts and the black walnuts. But all these things, and the carrots for the eyes, and even though this didn't have one of the visuals, but you talked about the properties of broccoli and how that it's better even steamed, even as opposed to juice. So a lot of new and great information. We just appreciate you and the Lord and you for sharing that with us today.
And I thank God for y'all allowing me to come and share with what God has placed on my heart as a ministry to help others. And I understand some people discouragement and things like that, but I as Billy has said, please do not be discouraged or be angry or things like that. Or how can we not eat these foods? I'm telling you, just take a look and check for yourself. Do your due diligence and go check for yourself. And the information is available. It's free. And you can find these things. But the key component, the key word I want to say today is they overcame is the name of the ministry. And guess what?
Yeah.
They overcame. That's talking about each individual that is listening, each individual that's hearing, and the sound of our voice today. You can overcome. You truly can overcome anything. Anything you can overcome. No matter what the world speaks into your life or over your life, you can overcome. God has told us what? Not to be conformed to this world. Not to be. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. We've got to renew our mind. Renew our mind. Renew your mind. Please. Because it's going to get worse. As I said, they are trying to remove the vitamins and minerals to where you're not going to be able to go and buy them at the store anymore. And for I understand, you in Germany, you can't buy garlic in the store. You have to go to a pharmacist to get garlic. Oh, my. What amazing. But anyway, I thank God that y'all allowed me to come. I thank God for the audience. And I pray that as we pray today and as the word has come forth today, it brings healing to your body. It brings healing to your soul. It brings healing to your family. It brings an understanding and a new mindset to seek the things of God with an urgency. We got to seek God with an urgency today because we look like we're losing the battle. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So let us look on the inside and stir up the spirit that's growing and stirring in the inside of us that will introduce us to Jesus, that introduce us to the Father, that we can sit at his feet and learn as he teaches us, as he shows us those great and unsearchable things that we do not know. Not only that, that he can order our steps in his word, that he can lead us and guide us each and every day, that we not be leaning to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, all of our ways, we acknowledge him as Abba Father. We acknowledge him as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Not, Lord, understand this. I'm not telling you to quit your doctor. I'm telling you to take another look at what God has said for you to trust in. Trust in his word. Trust in his word. And you go to the doctors until you can find out what it is. And once you find out what it is, now it's time to find what I need to do to get rid of it. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Billy, maybe you had something else to say.
No, I did not. You can. Oh, let me just end the program. I thank you again for sharing with us, and you can go on and pray. Go on and pray, and then I'll make the announcements after you get through praying.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for this is a day of rejoicing, a day of praise and worship unto you. And, Father, let the words that we have spoken be honorable in your heart, in your sight.
Yes.
Let the words that we have spoken, Father God, go forth and accomplish everything they were sent forth to do, to bring life to lifeless body, to heal those, Lord, that have challenges in their body, to heal their spirits within them, Father God, to seek you more, to know you, to seek to know you, Lord, not just know us, to come to know you, to have that loving relationship, Father, that intimacy with you, where you would come and you would walk, Father, where you would reveal yourself to us, Lord, that we can know you, Lord. You have ordained us before we were birthed in our mother's womb. Ordained us, Lord. Now, Lord, let us hear the ordination speak that you spoke of our lives, that we bring forth, Father God, that which you have called us to do, that we walk in the fulfillment of who we've been ordained to be and what we've been ordained to do. This we pray in Jesus' name, that you be glorified, that you be magnified. Let the love of Jesus, Father God, abound in our heart. Let not anger or bitterness rest in our spirit. Let our hearts be pure and holy. Let the love of Jesus that surpasses all understanding come upon us now and saturate us this day. Let us, Father God, look forth to change this year. Change for the better, change for the best. You are the best of all. You, Lord, are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the one we desire. You are the one that we seek. Nothing else matters. Nothing else in this world matters. Because when it's all said and done, Father, you still stand. And we come to stand with you and in you. Father, this day, make your abode with us. Abide in us. Help us, Lord, in our weakness. Strengthen us, Lord, where we fall short. Show us the way. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our hearts to truly understand what thus says the Lord and what the Lord is saying in this season and this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless this ministry. They overcame. They overcame. And so we all can overcome by receiving the word from they overcame, a testimony to us all. We bless this ministry to produce much, much fruit in the lives of billions of people around the world.
Not only,
let your light so shine upon them. Let your light so shine through them. Let the power and the presence of you within them, Father God, stir those that are sitting just close by. Even as we sit close to someone, even as we walk in their pathway, the presence of you upon us and in us, Lord, will bring conviction or will even bring healing to their lives and to their bodies. This we pray in Jesus' name. Let it be so. Let the words go forth and accomplish everything that it was sent forth to do, to glorify, to magnify you, Lord. And we bless you, Holy Father. Oh, bless the Lord. We bless the Lord today.
Yes,
he is good, and his mercy endures forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, Lord, we love you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for all that you're doing. Even right now, as you're working it out in the people's lives, they're receiving their healing. They're receiving their healing. They're receiving their healing just by hearing the word. For you sent your word and healed them. And, Father, as they have received their healing, now they maintain their healing, Father. They maintain their healing through the food that they eat the proper way, the way you ordained it to be fed to them. We bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you again, my brother. We will have you back on. There's so much that you can share with us about the things. We also have a young man that the Lord has given him a recipe, per se, because I don't know what other word to use, for water. And we're planning on having him on the broadcast very soon. It's vital. It's vital with the issues. I was looking at Facebook again, and I saw where a young lady had taken the flu shot, and it messed up something in her brain. That she was training to be a professional, one of the, I think it was a football team, cheerleader. Beautiful woman, beautiful, beautiful woman, healthy, took a flu shot. Now she cannot talk or she cannot walk forward. She can walk backwards.
Yeah, I saw that.
She can walk backwards. And when she's running, she could talk. But other than that, she's messed up. Her life is gone. There's no way. I'm sure nutritionally there probably something that could help her, but who can get to her? That's what these programs are for. These programs are, we're not here every Saturday. I wasn't feeling well today, and I had asked my husband to host the program for me, but I said, Lord, this is the ministry that you have given me, and I know that, you know, you'll make me feel, you know, better to be able to host the program myself. And so I just thank God, you know, that I was able to host the program. But we're here for no other reason to lift God up and to encourage and to enlighten. And today was very enlightening. I will repost it on Facebook. And we're going to have you again, my brother. Love you so much. And thank you so much for sharing with us today.
I thank you. I thank you again. I thank you because I believe what you have is a God-given gift to minister to the nations in a way that is everyday people. We're not the ones, the most famous people of all, but it's the simple people that brings the message, that brings the truth that will change lives. And God has blessed you with a gift to reach the nations, to reach people that are truly hurting. People are suffering right now like never before, and there seems to be no hope. And you bring the hope because you bring the truth and you bring the word. God bless this ministry. And each of you around the world, as you hear this ministry, pray for them. Please pray for them daily. Pray for them with all manner of prayer. Pray for them to be a blessing, that they rise up into the fulfillment of what God has called them to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. And again, every day at this same number, 858-785-8. 683-1334. You can listen to New Destiny Ministries at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Pastor, evangelist, overseer, Adrian Bernard is doing an awesome, awesome work for the Lord. I won't say an awesome job because it's like you were just saying, Thomas, it's a work for the Lord. It is a ministry. It's not, you know, something that we just do. Of course, every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Time, they overcame. We're here every Saturday to lift up God and to give his name the praise that is due his name. And we just thank God for all that God is doing in the ministry, and we just want to give God the glory. We just want to give him the praise. And until next week, God bless you, Thomas. Until next week, we just want to praise him.
I just wanna